I didn't, really know how to do it or what it meant or the power behind it.
There's a lot of power behind
it. Favorite part. It's like the best thing ever.
Hello and welcome to Planentials Podcast. I'm here with Julie. Hi, how are you?
Hi, so good. Very nice to meet you and so happy to be doing this.
Yeah, we're super excited to have you on. You are Investing Latina.
Yes.
And I was telling you right before we started that I was like reading the news this morning and an article about you popped up, which is exciting because I get to talk to you today.
Yes. And it's a good one too. I mean, and we're going to totally get into this, but it's all about getting started and how easy it can be, you know, it's just about going for it. And a lot of people love the article. I've gotten so many emails about it. So it's cool.
Yeah, it's a great article. And so for anyone who wants to check it out, it's on grow.acorns.com and you just Google your name and you'll find it.
Yes.
Or if you're like me and you read about personal finance a lot, it will be sent to you.
Right.
So why don't you tell our listeners, if they haven't heard about you, a little bit about your story? You have a great story.
Yes. So my name is Julie and I was born in the Dominican Republic. I immigrated here with my parents when I was 4 years old. So it was, I remember it's one of like my first memories of going to school for the first time here in Brooklyn, New York. And I didn't know any English. I only spoke Spanish. And my parents, for some reason, thought that, you know, I could just figure it out and didn't put me in any sort of like English classes. And I was just like, what are they saying?
Oh my gosh, I can't even imagine.
Yes. So they just kind of threw me out to the wolves. And, you know, I had to quickly learn. And that has basically been how my life has been since then. And it was so funny because it's like one of my first memories, but it was also really great because it gave me the opportunity to just push myself and to learn and to learn how to engage with people. Like I had to figure out how to communicate. And it was such a great life lesson thinking back on it because it sort of made me who I am today. If I fast forward, I ended up studying in Brooklyn and then ultimately going to the High School of Fashion in New York. And
wow.
And because fashion and design have been like a passion of mine since I was very young, very influenced by my mother, who was a total fashionista and made her own clothes. And so I studied design and I worked with Mr. Ralph Lauren. And that was such a highlight in my career because I learned so many things in the years that I was working directly with him. And ultimately, I also ended up going into business because of him, because I learned the importance of building something of your own. So it's really cool. And I actually was thinking about this recently and I'm like, you know, I have to reconnect with him and tell him and share some of this with him. Last week it was, we were celebrating Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. And yesterday we were celebrating National Education Day. And so I reached out to an old teacher from back in the day and she saw my email. So I was really excited about that. But essentially I've had all these like great teachers along the way, but something that I definitely did not know that I had to figure out on my own was really how to manage money. And it was something that was a process. I was kind of lucky that I fell into investing when I was 19 years old. And it was because my company offered a 403B, even though I was actually a part-time employee.
Oh,
they
wow.
offered it to part-time employees. So even that is kind of like unusual in a sense. But I guess things were just kind of meant to be. And I started investing then. I had no idea what I was doing. And even then I had no.
Yeah, 19 is young.
Right. And I had no intentionality behind investing or the reason why. They were just like, oh, we'll give you free money. And I was like, all right, that sounds good. And then ultimately I ended up also studying economics in school because I love like I mentioned, I had worked with Ralph Lauren and I also have an entrepreneurial type of family. And studying economics really kind of gave me this like, whoa, this is how the world functions in terms of the economy and money from a global perspective. So yeah, that was kind of like where my wheels started turning. And yes. And so that's kind of how it's gone. And I worked in the fashion industry for 16 years. And then recently I launched Investing Latina as a sort of side passion project.
So yeah, because you started Investing Latina back in 2019?
Yes. 2019 I started, and
it was the intention of just trying to share the story of what I've done and give some tips and tricks. I was like, oh, hey, I'm doing this and I'm going through this experience. And so people really connected to it. And it was so fun to watch it grow. Now we have over almost 30,000 Instagram followers, and
fantastic
on YouTube. It's growing. So it's really cool to be able to share my story and to also just inspire other people to get started.
Yeah. And in the article that I read this morning, it said that only 31% of Latinos contributed to an employee sponsored plan. And that was something that you're hoping to help change with this.
Yes, absolutely. Because we don't come from, especially immigrants, I would say, you know, because there are definitely Latinos that have been in this country for some time. But when you're an immigrant, we don't necessarily know about these things. We don't have this sort of trust in the financial systems. And there is really just no history of that. So when there's no family history, it's kind of hard to even hear about these things, or, you know, because if my mom or my dad had been investing into the market, you know, there, I would have had at least some sort of exposure, but yeah, I never had this exposure. And I didn't, you know, really know how to do it or what it meant or the power behind it.
There's a lot of power behind
it. Favorite part. It's like the best thing ever. I get so excited about this even so early in the morning. But there is so much power behind investing, and I have like a long-term plan to really hopefully bring up those numbers and bring more education to the Latin community.
I think that's fantastic, because I don't know how, I think you probably feel the same way, but I feel like education is the stepping stone, right?
Yes, it is.
About understanding it. Because once you understand it, it's really pretty straightforward, like, to get started.
Yes. And you know, with investing, it could be very, very complicated if you want it to be. Mm-hmm. It can be very time consuming. It could be, you know, you can really go deep into it. But for the general population, we don't really need to do that. You know, we can make it very simplified. We can stick to total market exposure and just coast it out. So it's always about, you know, understanding what your goals are and doing your best to not make it too complicated, but always consistently doing it. And I think that's one of the biggest things.
Yeah, I think consistency. I think consistency with everything is important.
Yeah.
Right? Consistency, I think, is the key. So can you tell us a little bit about what your grand plan is, besides educating, like, but your own grand plan? It mentioned it in the article.
Yes. So, well, I really want to be able to increase the amount of Latinos that are investing in the stock market, because we, like I mentioned a little earlier, there is this hesitation. But the thing about investing for us, and you know, it's a sort of generalized idea, but we are really great with real estate. We love real estate, where we have been at the top in terms of leading when it comes to buying property and investing into real estate. And I know the reason behind that is because it's a tangible thing. It's like, all right, we have something, we see it, we can feel it, we can touch it, we can repair it. You know, it requires a lot of home repairs.
Yeah.
But with the market, it's not the same. There's not the same comfort level. It's like, oh, well, this is like imaginary. It's like paper money, right?
Yeah, it is. So, it is.
It kind of is, right?
Yeah.
So I hope to really be able to increase that percentage at some point to a higher percentage. That's like one of the things with the brand, with Investing Latina. and the investing workshop, which is a very simple and very compact workshop that I lead to really get people started, shed away the fear behind what it is to get started, and help them really do it by teaching them about tax advantage accounts and sort of giving them the tools they need to sort through their situation so that they can get started. And on a personal level, I am working towards becoming, you know, a millionaire through my retirement account. And I think that's like just such a great goal to set, because what people don't recognize, and this is what we talk about when we talk about the power of investing, is that it really doesn't take as much money as you think to become a millionaire. So, you know, that's sort of the long-term goal for myself, so that I can retire and be in a comfortable place and not have to, you know, ultimately depend on social services, because unfortunately that happens to the majority of our population here in the US. And, yeah. You know, it becomes a place, it becomes a time where people realize, whoa, I didn't save enough money. Mm-hmm. And not only did I not save enough money, but I also missed a lot of opportunity to build wealth through the market. So, you know, I do get some people that take the workshop that are older, and, you know, they'll be like, I spoke to someone that was 52, and she's like, well, you know, I missed out on so much, I don't know if it's worth it. And I'm like, you could live to be 100. You better
start paying it.
And she looks so young too. And I'm like, are you kidding me? If I look like you, I'll be like, let me invest, because listen, this body is going to last a long time. So it's really, you know, interesting when I hear people say that, because I'm like, there's always opportunity. You know, there's a short-term opportunity, long-term opportunity. Your strategy is going to look different, of course, from someone that is younger, that doesn't necessarily have to invest as much to get to a big goal, but it's absolutely doable. And the beautiful thing, I think, about starting quote unquote later in life, whether that's, you know, sometimes people are like 30 and they think, oh my God, I'm so late. But the beauty about starting quote unquote later is that you start with a lot more intentionality.
Yep.
Like for me, I started when I was 19, but I wasn't like, oh, let me put in $1,000 a month. I wish I did. Of course, in hindsight, everyone always said that, like, I wish I invested more. I knew it was happening in the background. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to see the money growing, but I definitely did not have that intentionality or that fire to really dedicate myself to the goal, to reach that goal. And I think when we're older, we understand it a little bit more, and we're just like, okay, you know, I have this goal and I am going to accomplish it in this way.
Yeah, I also think when you get closer to retirement, that deadline is kind of, or that, I don't want to say, the finish line is very much more obvious. And you're like, I don't really, you know, and I, at least I find with clients, they're more tired, you know, like literally they're just like, when you get to my age, you're just going to be more tired. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to have to work. I feel like I'm tired now early in the morning. Like they say they're more tired. Like, I don't want to have to, you know, keep working because I didn't have a plan.
Right.
I agree. People, when they're older, I think that finish line is like really obvious, or they want there to be a finish line. Maybe there isn't a finish line because they didn't plan as much, but I agree. Either you can always come up with a short-term opportunity, a longer-term opportunity, but I agree with you. I think getting started as soon as possible, right? Because you have all that time, is really to your advantage.
For sure. Because it's easier, you know, you don't have to put in as much. You don't have to dedicate a lot of money to it, because it starts working and it starts compounding. So it is always beneficial to start today. If you're listening to this podcast right now and you haven't started, this is
an invitation
to start today. You know, pick an institution, and it's a three-step process, y'all. Pick an institution, pick the type of account, and try to choose the tax advantage one, and then be consistent. And invest into the total market. So you don't have to choose, oh my God, am I going to invest in this, in healthcare stocks, in tech stocks, all kinds of, you know, little sectors that are out there that of course you'll learn more about, But ultimately, it's just those three steps: an institution, a type of account, and then starting to invest.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I think it's so much better when it's simple. So what is your advice for someone who wants to get started and feels overwhelmed, to just take it that simply? Or do you, like, what would you say to somebody if they came to you?
I would definitely at least lean into some education to get started, to kind of get an overview and grasp how the system works and who the players are. I think that's really important. And it's what I cover in the workshop, because it, you know, a lot, most of the questions that I get are, oh, what do you think about this account? What do you think about this institution? What do you think about this app? What do you think about this robo-advisor? So that's always, they always seem to find something or hear about something, and it kind of lingers in their mind, and they're like, oh, well, is it good? Can I trust it? What do they do? Right. So the step that I always take as soon as I get those type of questions is I tell them where that institution falls on the hierarchy, on the ladder of what they offer and what they do, and sort of the range of what they charge for investing, because understanding your fees are really important. You know, being able to kind of at least understand how much you're paying to play, to be in the game, is really important. So that's one of the biggest things that I highlight, where, you know, I say, okay, if you go with this place, if you're going to a full service broker, it's kind of a luxury service. You're going to get a lot of handholding. You're going to get a fund manager. There's opportunities for you to really invest into the full gamut of investments, but it does cost a pretty penny to do that. Versus if you're starting out with maybe, you know, a robo-advisor, or my favorite, which are the discount brokers, then you reduce those fees and you reduce the cost of investing, and it helps you keep more of your money, which is really important. So that's kind of how I approach the question. If you really are just trying to figure out where to get started, I would always actually say it doesn't even matter as much where you start, as long as you're doing it, you're consistently doing it, and then you're learning more along the way. Everybody has to learn. No one, nobody that has ever done this in the history of investing knew everything at the beginning. You know, when we think about the greats, when we think of the Warren Buffetts, they learn along the way. And he's someone that always shares how he still continues to learn, even in his late age. You know, he's still every day learning about investing, about companies. Because remember, investing is putting money into actual companies, putting money into businesses that will grow and businesses that will profit and therefore make you money along the way. So that's kind of how I like to approach it.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And as you said, you have a workshop on investing, because even though we said it can be really simple, when you start reading about it, they talk about all the terms, like all the different players, and then all the different taxations, like what kind of structures. And then obviously we have 1,000 acronyms. So like 403B, 401K, 457, just like number. I don't know what this means.
And then that's when the eyes start like glazing over.
Oh, it's just like,
yeah, I'm going to head out now. I'm like, wait, don't go. And also, that being said, a big part of what I like to do is incorporate memes, have a good time, make it funny, make it enjoyable. Yeah. So we always have to, when it comes to these complex terms, we always have to find a way to laugh about it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that I was thinking about this because I have worked in the fashion industry for so long. And even when I focus on fashion, where I do my consulting and stuff, I always make fun of fashion. And fashion is something that people take very seriously, you know, in my world. They're just like, oh, and you have to be on trend, in vogue. And investing can sort of be like that too. It's like, oh, you know, you have to do this, and no, and people will criticize one investment over another. Like, no, that sucks. I would never do that. It's such a low percentage. Why would I do that? I want higher returns. But I always make fun of it as well. So I think making fun of the things that we consistently do in life is the way to keep going. You know,
right,
makes it easier. It makes it more interesting. And that's always why I try my best to also be a comedian online.
Yeah, because it can be such a heavy topic and it can be so intimidating. But just like any other industry, like I'm sure if I sat in on a fashion meeting, I would like be like, what was that phrase? Like, what did that mean? What was that word? You know? So yeah, I think it's good to poke fun at it and, you know, make it more realistic. Absolutely.
And I always find that people, they start following and they start engaging because they found something that really was relevant to them in a very unrelated way. And then they were like, oh, wait a second, what are you talking about? You're talking about investing? What is this? I'm like, yeah, that's what I talk about. And so they get so into it. And as soon as someone gets into personal finance, there's no turning back.
You jump into it? Well, because as you talked about it, it's powerful because it has the ability to change the total trajectory of your life, right? Because if you get control of your finances and money, because you're in the game of money, whether you want to be or not, right? Like, unless you like Absolutely. Go live off the grid somewhere and grow your own food and, you know, don't participate really in society, which maybe Right. you could do, but otherwise you're in this world of finances, and trying to understand it can be very, when you understand it and you take control of it, can be very powerful because now you take control Mm-hmm. back.
Right. Yeah. And it is like you said, we all have to do it. We're all touched by it. Mm-hmm. We all have to make money decisions every Yep. day. So, you know, that's kind of what we have to recognize in a way and take control of it. So it's not something that's really leading us or taking control of us. You know, we're the ones in the driver's seat.
Absolutely. Well, this was so great to have you on.
Thank you. This was fun. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm really looking forward to listening in. And I hope that this was really helpful to everybody listening. I mean, I know it can seem very complicated and crazy, but trust me, you're going to thank yourself once you get started and once you dig in further, because that's another thing also. I do have a lot of people that come to me and they're like, well, I've been investing. I just don't know how it all works. So I invite you, if that's the situation that you're in, to lean in further into your journey and to learn a little bit more every single day at your own pace. You know, it doesn't have to be on anyone else's timeline. I think we oftentimes can get caught up with comparison
Yep.
or analysis paralysis on things. And it's like, you know, as long as you take a couple steps forward, you'll be able to lean in and you'll be able to become even richer.
Absolutely. And where can our users find you? So if they want to check out your class, like where's the best place to follow you and find you?
Yes. So my home base really is Instagram, and it's okay. at Investing Latina. And I'm also on Twitter, and I have a huge library on YouTube that has a lot of free content. And oh, I talk about my journey. I talk about how you can get started. I ended up winning an award for the work that I have on YouTube, and it's really fun. I try my best to make it just enjoyable to watch. One of my most popular videos is things I no longer buy, because we have to make sacrifices.
Yes.
In order for me to invest more money, I had to cut back on the Chanel bags. Okay. So I no longer buy those. I stick to the ones I have, and I'm happy with it. So that's a really fun video if you just want to, you know, have a laugh and also get some ideas on how you can manage your budget a little bit better so that you can invest a little bit more.
Well, wonderful. All of our users, our listeners, hopefully will check everything out, and we look forward to following your journey more.
Yes. Thank you. I'll see you all soon. Bye.